Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Tuesday, December the 7th. It's National Letter Writing Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Stationery Department. So, highlighter pens are the future. You can mark my words. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, not a bad Tuesday. Currently minus 2, feeling just a little bit chillier than that. Working our way down to a low of minus 4. Looks like it'll be fairly clear throughout the rest of the day and cooler temperatures tomorrow. Chance of flurries. And on National Letter Writing Day, let's have a random daily shout out to our local stationery store. Been in the same place for the last 25 years. I guess that's why it's such a popular stationery store.
Dear Wise Guys and Girls fans, it's been too long since we wrote, but fortunately today we have no excuse because it's National Letter Writing Day. Letter writing has been in decline because of smartphones and the internet, and before that, the telephone. But for hundreds of years, it was the only way for people separated by distance to get in touch with one another. So today is a great day to get back to basics and handwrite a letter. In fact, we are writing this letter with a magic pen that can write any color. Red, green, blue, black, and even words that aren't colors. Love, the Wise Guys and Girl. Now, at the top of the letter, we'll put the date, and I just learned a cool system to do this. Do you know how to write 7th of December 2021 using only 5 letters? T-O-Y-A-D. I mean, T-O-D-A-Y. Reminds me.
I like your first spelling.
I know, letters, I mix them up sometimes. I don't think there's a diagnosis, it just happens. But, did you know how many dyslexics it takes to change a light bulb? Steven.
Oh, wait.
All right, it is time for Tunes to Me. What are we listening to today? I think it's time to break out Message in a Bottle by the Police.
Oh, no. Well, that would have been a good one. Actually, I'm doing a little Joe Cocker today. I really do love Joe Cocker. Here's a song called The Letter, appropriately named. Okay. And in this song, Joe Cocker is talking about, you know, a young lady, let's say. I don't know who she is to him or who she was, but he starts the song, "Give me a ticket for an airplane. I ain't got no time to take no fast train. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'll be right home. My baby wrote me a letter." And I'm like, man, just from a letter, he's like gonna hop on. Like, he's gonna find any way to get that is some kind of love right there. This is also one of those songs that as soon as you hear the first few notes, the opening notes, you know what the song is, right? And I thought, wow, look at that. Look at that kind of dedication. So as we talked about yesterday, you know, being nostalgic a little bit and talking to your family or, you know, telling people that you love them. You know what? Be like Joe, right? Maybe you may not be able to get on an airplane given the current state of affairs, but, you know, get on a bus, walk, do what you gotta do. But, you know, if you're sending a card, maybe this time of year, a holiday card, or if you receive a holiday card, maybe this will be like the impetus to reach out. Because it does feel good to get something other than bills.
Mm-hmm.
And flyers that you will never use in the mail. So, if you're somebody's baby, write them a letter so that they'll take that plane and hop over to come see. If not, you know, best of luck to y'all. But yeah, Joe Cocker, The Letter. That's my pick for today.
Right on. We'll get it on our Tunes with Tamik playlist. It is time for Avengers with Venturo. I'm feeling some tech coming on today, Venturo. What have you got for us today?
Yeah, it's Tech Tuesday, right? So writing a letter can be so much fun, right? We often write letters when we're applying for jobs, when we're retiring from jobs, when we're resigning from jobs, when we just want to say hi to a friend. There's so many instances in which we write letter, letters, right? Sometimes these letters signify the start of something good, right? Like when you apply for your favorite job that you've been wanting for so long and you finally get it, right? Or when you retire from a job and you're looking to the next chapter in your life, right? So writing is fun. So what kind of tech can we use to make sure that our writing is always on point, error-free, no weird grammar, sentence construction is on point, everything is going good? And the app for that is Grammarly, right? You can install that app to your web browser and you can use it in so many places online to get your writing so great that when you send out those letters, everybody will just give you a thumbs up and you'll get some favorable responses, right? So that's the tech for today. It's Grammarly. Go make sure that when you're writing your letters, you're absolutely flawless. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Love that app, and love how you look at everybody when you talked about applying for the job that you want or retirement. I will confess that in the end, it turns out I did not want that job. I didn't know that at the time. All right, it is Tuesday. It is time for Tuesday's trivia.
Yeah, I got to share a little stat about letter writing. Did you know that 60% of soldiers serving overseas get the fated Dear John letter written to them? That being said, I must say a friend of mine who just recently had that happen to him, to add insult to injury, his former fiance asked for a photograph back. He took a moment and thought, and what he did is he collected from all of his friends any unwanted photographs of women, bundled them all together, and then sent a letter to her and said, "Jane, I regret I cannot remember which one is you. Please keep your photo and return the others. John."
Wow.
Well done, John.
Anyway, speaking of things like that, did you know that...
Hawker's girl, right, man?
Yeah, no kidding. You know, 90% of it's today just print through, you know, texting and just general writing now. Everybody's lost that art of cursive writing. That's why only 10% of us stay on script.
That was all right.
Oh, he outdated us. Well done, sir. Well, that is it for us, everyone. We're going to go off and write some letters now of either application or resignation or just for fun.
Is it a resignation? If you're hired back, I just have to ask that question.
Anybody can write.
Anybody can write a retirement letter.
They have to be accepted.
The wisdom of Seinfeld.
That will never not be funny.
Well, thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for hanging out with us today. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.